Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilo Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Ches. There's a machlokes in the Mishnah over here between the Tanakama and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel that if one received a pikadon of peiros and the peiros start to spoil, according to the Tanakama lo yiga behem, and according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, meichrim b'fnei bezdin b'fnei shu k'meishiv aveda l'baylim. Gemara brings two reasons why, according to the Tanakama, even though the peiros are rotting, you should still not sell them. Either as Rav Kana explains, roitza adam kav shalom mitisho kavim shal chaveroi, or as Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok explains, chayshinon shem balson hamafke chuma umayser al mokim acher. Behemshach Gemara brings Rav Yechanan and says that everyone is maskim in the case of yoser mikdei chesrinom. Even the Tanakama would agree that you should sell the peiros. Now the Magen Mishnah in Perek Yud Gimel Hilchos Gzeilah v'Aveda Halacha Tezayin. He says the din of our Mishnah, Ersik is talking about Dafka Ashemer, who received a Pikadoin, and not Ashemer Aveda. He's referring to that which the Rambam discusses over there in Halacha Tezayin. He's talking about the dinim of a person who finds an Aveda, when he has to hold on to the Aveda, and when we say he's allowed to sell it and hold on to the money. And then when he finds the one who lost the Aveda, he'll return the money. So there are different dinim. These dinim are discussed in Perek Eilu Metzias. But Agapam, the Rambam over there writes, in the end of Halacha Tezayin, V'chein Peres She'eschilu Laharkiv. If a person found Peres and they began to rat, so Moichem Bebezdin, he sells the Peres in Bezdin. Now the Magen Mishnah over there brings that even though in Eretz Mishnah there's a machlokes between the Tanakama and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, according to the Tanakama lo yiga behem, and the Rambam himself paskens like the Tanakama, still the Magen Mishnah explains that there's a difference between a pikadon and a aveda. By pikadon, habaylum menichin oisam midas, he gave the pikadon to the shomer knowingly. Avo ba'aveda loy, by aveda he did not give over the pikadon to the shomer. And the what the Magen Mishnah means to say is, the by pikadon, he knows what he's doing, he's giving over prayers to a shomer, and he knows that there's a possibility that the peiros could rat, and still he didn't say anything to the shomer about selling them, and he himself also didn't show up to come sell them. This is the sad to say that he wants the shomer to keep them, even if they do begin to rat. By shenking by an aveda, he didn't have the opportunity to say anything to the shomer of aveda what to do with these peiros. This is more mistaro to say that b'sam he would want the peiros to be sold. Now the Shash over here says a similar yisoid on his own. He's coming to answer a kasha which he asks from the Mishnah early on in Perek Eilu Metzias, Daf Chav Chesom Ed Beis. The Mishnah there says, Kol dover she'ene oisa va'ichal. If a person finds animals which do not work and they eat, so yimacha, you should sell them, shnemar v'ashevoisi loy, v'dashem from a pasuk, re'ei heich tishivenu loy. See what you can do to make sure the Bayam gets back his complete aveda, if it's something which is not going to work and you're going to have to feed it. So when he comes to get his aveda, he's going to have to pay for the expenses incurred, and he's going to only get back a chilik of his aveda. And the kasha of the Rishash is, why don't we say over there the same thing we say in Erstugyo, he says it's not mistaken to say that Mishnah only fits with the sheet of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and not according to the Tanakama. And he answers with the same insight as the Magen Mishnah that there's a difference between a pikadon and an aveda. A pikadon where he gave it over and he didn't give any instructions, we assume that he wants you to hold on to it. By shenking by an aveda, there's mistaken to say that he would rather have it sold and not incur any hefsid. Now in the Sefer Machne Ephraim in Hilchos Shomrim Siman Lamed Hei, he has an interesting shaila over here. The Shai is Negev, both according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, as well as according to the Tanakama in the case of Yosef Mikdei Chisreinam. And the Shai is, any time that we tell the Shemer to sell the Paris, so the Lashon of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is that it's Kemeshiv Aved L'Lebailim. And the Machir Fahim has the Shai, is that Lashon Bedafka that is comparable to a case of Ashavas Aveda? And the Shai really is, what happens in a case where the Shemer did not sell the Paris, he let them rot and he didn't do anything about it, is he Mechuyiv Mitzadis Dine Shmira to replace the Paris? Do we say that this is considered like a pshia, and the shemer is mechuyev to pay back the bailim? If the lashon of kameshiv aveda is bedafka, so the same way we know that as far as the mitzvah of hashavas aveda, if a person is walking down the street and he sees an aveda and he does not return it, so even though he's mevatel a mitzvah, he didn't do what he was supposed to have done, but he's not mechuyev to repay the bailim if in the end the aveda gets lost. Here also, if we'll say that this din is not mitzvah dinei shmira, in other words, when he's mekabel shmira originally, he's mekabel shmira not to be pesheya in a way that his pshia will cause the loss. Here it's not that he was doing anything to cause the loss happened memela, whereas the Chacham said that he should do something about it, he should be like a meshiv aved l'bailim. If it's not mitzad his dine shmir, then if he doesn't do it, he would not be mechuyev to repay the bailim. If on the other hand, the loshen is lav dafka, rather this is included in his dine shmira, the same way if he's pesheya, and as a result of that pshia, a hezek happened, he's mechuyev to pay, here as well, even though his pshia did not cause the hezek, but since a hezek was happening, and his din was that he was supposed to save the bayim from the hezek by selling the peiros, and he was not mekayim that din, this is also a form of pshia, and he'll have to replace the peiros. And the Machaner Frank quotes a Tosfos in Perek Eilu Metzias and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, Dibur Maschil Letzarcha Yul Letzarcha. The Sugya over there is talking about a Shemer Avigdal, under what circumstances we say that he could use the item which he found. It depends if he's doing it for the purpose of the item itself, that it shouldn't get ruined, or he's doing it for his own purpose. And the Gemara talks about what if he's doing it for both purposes. Rakopanam Tosfos over there says that if it's a Pigodain, then it's possible that if the kli needs to be used for the purpose of the kli itself, then that's something that the Shemer has to do. The Lashon of Tosfos is, if he's a Shemer, Yeshle La'ayin Shle Yiskalkel, Afbi Shabayim In Ayim Leilish Tamish, even though the Bayam did not tell him to use it, but since he's a Shemer, and he's supposed to take care of the kli, so he has to do whatever is necessary for the purpose of the kli. And the Machaner Frayim says, that Tosfos is mash, but that's mitzad his Dine Shmira, not just the Din of Kameshiv Aveda, rather his Dine Shmira is mechayiv him to use the kli, if that's what's necessary for the good of the kli. If so, here as well, if it's necessary for the Peres to sell them in order to save the loss, his Din Yishmir would be mechayiv him to do so. On the other hand, the Machaner Frayim says, L'mais, the Lashon of the Mishnah is, Kameshiv Aveda Labailim, and furthermore he quotes the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Shele Pikodin, Alocha Aleph, the Rambam of this passing the Din of Yosef Mikdeg Demeim, that even the Tanakamas maskim that you should sell the Peres, and the Lashon of the Rambam is, Avalim Chosur Yesem Mikdeg Chesreinom, Moichram Bebezdin, Mipnei Heshiv Aveda Labailim. The Rambam uses this Lashon of Kameshiv Aveda, even in Tanakama, in the case of Yosef Mikdei Chesreinom. This would be mashma, it's not mitzad his Dinei Shmira. However, the Machaner Frayim says, we could be matrik this Lashon, and since we find in the Gemara, the Svar of Roitza Odom Bekav Shaloi, Mitisha Kavan Shal Chaveroi, there's a tzad to say that a person would rather have his own Peres, so Shimon Gamliel is saying a Lashon of Kameshiv Aveda, to tell us, Adrab, if you sell a Peres, that's something which the Bayim would want, it's like you're returning an Aveda to him, he doesn't want his Peres to get ruined. And the same would also apply, according to the Tanakamo, in case where it's Yosef Mikdei Chesreinom, there, as the Rambam said, it's Kameshiv Aveda, to tell you that it's not a favor for the Bayim to keep the Peres, rather he himself would rather you sell the Peres. Here, even according to the Tanakamo, selling it is Kameshiv Aveda. The Machaner Frayim then continues, and he brings the Raya to the Tzad, that the reason why he has to sell it is only Mitzad Meshiv Aveda, it's not included in his Chayuvei Shmira. From the Machlekes Tanaim that the Gemara brings over here in the Braisa, towards the bottom of the Omud, Hamafkid Peres Eitzel Chaveri Verkivu, Yain v'hichmitz, shemen v'hivish. There's machlokes between Rameir and the Chachamim. Rameir holds a reza lo yiga behem, and the Chachamim say oisim lem takana. And the Gemara at the top of Amud Beis explains the machlokes is that really in this case the peiris and the yain and the dvash they already got spoiled and they're not going to go down further in value. Therefore, there should be no reason to sell them. However, the machlokes is as far as the kankanim, the barrels they still get ruined. And the Gemara explains the machlokes is mar sover lehefsin meruba chashashu lehefsin muat loy chashashu. And Meir holds, we're not concerned about the small hefset of the barrels, and the Chum holds, we even that we're concerned about. And Machaner Frayim brings the right from here. He says, Mishnah of Kameshiv Aveda and the Mishnah is Kipshutai, so we can understand the chilik between a hefset Meruba and hefset Mu'id. The Chum were not matriachim to go and sell the Paris if it's anyways only a small hefset. If, however, it's Mitzadis Dine Shmira, in Dine Shmira we don't find such a chilik between hefset Meruba and hefset Mu'id. Once he's makabel upon himself to make sure that no hefsin happens over here, that includes even a hefsin muit, so what should be the pshat in the sheet of Rameir, that we're not concerned about the small hefsin of the barrels. However, then the Machaner Frayim asks Kasha on this side, it's only Mishum HaShavah Saveda, not Mitzad as Dinei Shmira. He asks from Gemara in the 7th parak, and after the Gimel on Medbeiz, the Gemara there is Mavur that a Raya is Mechiv to be Mekadim B'Rayim U'B'Maklis. If he sees a wolf or a lion attacking his herd, he's Mechiv to go get other shepherds, and to go get sticks and fend off the attackers, and if he does not do so, he's mechuyev to replace the animals which got killed. L'chor, that's the same case as by us. You see from over there that he's mechuyev to stop any hefset from happening, and if he doesn't do so, he's mechuyev to pay the bayam. That's included in his dinei shmira. However, the Machaner Frayim says we could be mechalek simply that by a roya it's different. A shepherd, his ikur job is for that specific reason. This is one of the main reasons why he's hired to fend off wild animals. Over there, it's possible that the bayam had this in mind when he hired the roya. And if the Rey is not going to do this, the Rey is going to have to replace the loss. Hashenkin, in our case, this is not one of the main jobs of the Shemer, that if he sees the Peres starting to rot, that he should go ahead and sell them to save the Bayim from a Hefsid. This is not completely something that they had in mind at the time the Peres were given over to the Shemer. And therefore, we could say that this is only Midin Meshiv Aveda and not Mitzad the Ikr Chiyuve Shmira. And furthermore, the Machaner Frayim adds that the Rambam is Mavur, that the whole din of the Mishnah is only in a case where the Bayim is not here, he left the city. On the same halacha of the Rambam which we mentioned before, Perek Zayin Hilchos Shele Pikodin Halacha Aleph, the Magen Mishnah there says this Bedas Rambam, his lashon is Vedash Advarm Elu Dafka Kashein Bal HaPikodin Beir. Avlam Hoya Beir Yodienu V'Yas Behem Asher Li Bechovitz. If the Baal is in the city, The Shemer just has to be madir the Baal, he has to tell him that your parents are running, and then the Baal can decide what he wants to do with them. And the Magmishta writes that the Rambam himself writes this in the end of Halacha Dalad. After the Rambam goes through a few different cases, when we say that the Shemer should sell the Pikadin and when he shouldn't, so the Rambam writes, Bemed Vorm Amurim Bepikadin Shahochu Baal of the Medina Sayam. Avlam Hoyo Imay Ba'isay Ha'aretz Harezi Le'igaboy Af Bishu Avad. And the Magmishta understands that he's going back in all of the cases, the Klal always is that if the Baal is here, the Rambam uses the lashon that he's here, Ba'isay Ha'aretz, as opposed to Lumdina Sayam. The Magen Mishnah uses the lashon of Baal Pikadin Be'ir, that he's in the city. But Akalpanim, the Magen Mishnah understands, Bedas the Rambam, if the Shemer has the ability of informing the Baalim, then the Shemer is not responsible to do anything. All he has to do is make sure that the Baalim knows about the Hefzid which is going on. And based on this, the Machna Fahim says, what happens in a case where the Baalim gave over the Pikadin to a Shemer? At that point, the Baalim was still here in the city. And later on, he went to Lumdina Sayam. So in that case, it's Pasha, the Machna Fahim says, he didn't have in mind originally when he gave it to the Shemer, the Shemer is going to be responsible for selling it in case a Hefzid happens. If the Baal did not tell the Shemer that he plans on leaving the city, so the Shemer was never mekabel upon himself this achrayis, and Kapshita, the Mishnah is talking about such a case as well, the Mishnah does not differentiate. In this case, the Machna Fahim says, then surely it would only be Midin Meshav Aveda, and not Mitzayis Chayuve Shmira, and therefore the Pasha says that in all cases this is the Din, the Shemer is only Mechuyiv to sell the Pikada in Mitzad the Din of Meshav Aveda. Now, these two tzadim of the Machna Fahim are Mefurish Mechaykis, between the Magen Avraham and the Chayk Yaakov in Erechayim Simen Tov Mem Gimel. The Machna Ephraim himself quotes this halacha on the Shulchan Aruch, and he deals with how it relates to our sugya, but as we'll see, it's a Mefurish and Machlekes HaPesachim over there, which is telling these two tzadim. The Mechaber in Simen Tov Mem Gimel, Siv Beis, Paskans HaHalacha, Yisrael Shehayu B'yodei Chemtzei Shal Yisrael Achar B'Pikadein. If one Yisrael is holding on to Chometz, which was given to him as a Pikadein by another Yisrael, so Yakvenu Ad Shal Chamishis, he should hold on to it until the fifth hour of the day. After 4 hours, already at the beginning of the fifth hour, it's Osir Ba'achilim and Darabonon. Midrash, it only becomes Osir after Chatzos, the beginning of the seventh hour. However, the Chum Asir Ba'achila from the beginning of the fifth hour, during the fifth hour, one can still have Anah, he can still sell it to a guy. Once the beginning of the sixth hour comes, then ready to Osir Midarabonon to have Anah. But Akapam, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if the fifth hour comes, and the Baal still has not come to collect his Chometz, so the Shemer should sell it to a guy. The Shulchan Aruch continues, V'imlei Machroi, if he didn't sell it to a guy, Chayv Levari Bizman Isuri, then he has to burn it. Now the Magen Avraham over there in Sif Katan Hey, he writes like this. He says, V'nireh, that Nifkid Chayv L'shalim D'mei HaPikadin L'mafkid. In this case, where the Shemer did not sell it, the way he was supposed to have done, and therefore he had to burn it, so he has to pay back the Mafkid. And he says, Da Shemer Chinam Cha Yochel L'hatzel B'roim U'B'maklois V'loi Hitzel Chayv. That's the Gemara that we quoted previously in the Aftad the Gimel Med Beis. If the shepherd did not save the animals, he's Chayv Bachrayis. Hachanami Havli L'meichri Kedem Zman Isuri. Here also the Shemer should have sold the Chometz before the Zman Isser, and if he didn't, he has to repay the Baalim. This is the Rai which the Machna Ephraim also brought. However, the Machna Ephraim rejected this Rai. He says it can't compare it. By a Raya, this is part of the Shmira. Everyone knows that this is one of the main responsibilities of the Raya, to make sure that wild animals don't attack the herd. Hashenkin over here, we're not going to say that the Ikar Achrais of the Shemer is that if he has Chometz and Pesach Chometz, he has to sell it. The same over here in Ersig, we don't say that if the parents are ratting, you don't say that that's part of his Ikar Shmira, that if he starts to rat, he has to sell it. The Machna Ephraim holds it's not a comparison to the case of the Roya. However, the Machna Ephraim argues on this and he holds the same way we see over there by a Roya. A chelik of the chayuvim of the Shemer are to make sure a Hefzid doesn't happen, not only if his Pshia caused the Hefzid. Rather, even if a Hefzid is coming, which is not a result of his Pshia, he has to do whatever he can to save the money of the Baalim. Here as well, he has to do whatever he can to save the Baalim from having a Hefzid, from his Chometz becoming Osir on Pesach, therefore he should have sold it, and if he didn't, he's Mechayiv Ba'achrayis. And Magen Avraham then asks Akasha on this, he says, L'chaira, why are we putting the blame on the Shemer? We should put the blame on the Baalim, he should have sold the Chometz. Even though the Chometz was not by him, he could sell wherever he is to a guy. So why are we saying that the Shemer is the one who's at fault? So on this, the Magen Avraham answers, and he says, since the Baalim knows that the din is that the Shemer is supposed to sell it, he's not supposed to rely on the Baalim to sell it, he's supposed to assume that the Baalim did not sell it and he should sell it. Therefore, the Baalim is allowed to rely on this, rely on the Shemer to sell it, and therefore the Shemer is the one who's responsible and he has to repay the Baalim. Now the Magen Avraham then continues and he says that if the Chometz is still here, be'en. In other words, if the case was that the Shemer did not sell it, but he didn't burn it either the way he was supposed to, after Pesach the Chometz is still here, then surely the din is that he could give the Chometz back to the Baalim and he could say, Harei Shalchol Lefanecha. The Mishnah in the ninth parak of Vav Kama, Tadik Vav Mabiz, the Mishnah says that if one steals Chometz and it's offered Lava Pesach, he could give the Chometz back to the Baalim, even though right now it's Osir Ba'ano, he could say, Harei Shalchol Lefanecha. And the Magen Avraham quotes the Gemara of Bava Kama Daf Mehe Amud Aleph, which is Mavur as far as the Shemer as well. that if a pikadon became asur ba'ano while it was by the shemer, even if it was a result of the pshi of the shemer, still the shemer could give it back to the bailim and say a reish l'chol lefanecha. For example, if the shor gored and the shor became mechuyiv misa, the shemer could still give it back to the bailim and say a reish l'chol lefanecha. So to the Magen Ramav says over here, even though the shemer was supposed to have sold the chametz and he didn't, and it now became asur ba'ano, if the chametz is still here, he could say a reish l'chol lefanecha. If, however, he burnt it like he's supposed to do, as the Mechaber paskins, Mechaber says if the shemer did not sell it and the zman iser comes, then already he should burn it. So once the chametz is gone, he's not giving it back to the bayim. He can't say reish l'chol lefanecha. Now he's mechuyiv b'achrayis. He has to repay the bayim for the chametz. Then the Chayyim Yaakov over there, however, argues on this Magen Avram. Firstly, he brings the Arush. The Magen Avram says that if the chametz is still here, you could say a reish l'chol lefanecha. That the Chayyim Yaakov agrees to the Magen Avram. A shemer also has this din that even if the bikadon became asur ba'ano, as long as it's still here, he could give it back and say reish l'chol lefanecha. And even if it was because of his pshia that it became asur ba'ano, still the din is true. However, the Arush. The Magen Avram says that if it's not ba'en, he's mechuyiv b'achrayis. He has to repay the bailim. On that, the Chayyim Yaakov argues. And he quotes the Lashon of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam, which we mentioned earlier, Rambam says the reason why the Shemer has to sell the Bikadon is because it's Kemeshiv Aveda. And he says the same way Kemeshiv Aveda is not Mechuyiv in Mamin if he doesn't return the Chayfetz. So to here as well, if the Shemer did not sell the Chametz, he's not Mechuyiv in Mamin. He just lost out on his mitzvah of being Meshiv Aveda. And the truth is, the Rambam over there in Perek Zayin, Shelo Bikadon, he brings over there the din of Chametz for Pesach as well. He paskins that din that when the fifth hour comes, he should sell the Chametz. And the Rambam there says, Mefurish this Lashon, they should sell the chametz b'shuk mishum heishiv aveda lebailim. From here, the Chayyim Yaakov proves that if he doesn't sell it, he's not mechuyiv b'achrayis. Hakoparim, we see clearly that the Magen Avram and the Chayyim Yaakov argue in these two tzadim of the Machne Ephraim. The Magen Avram holds that the shemer has to sell the peris mitzad his dinei shmira, and he brings the right from the case of the roya. And the Chayyim Yaakov argues, he says it's mitzad a din of meishiv aveda lebailim, and the nafkamino be if he doesn't sell whether he's mechuyiv b'achrayis. Now, just to answer the kasha that the Machne Ephraim asked, if the chiv is mitzad the dinei shmira, how could the Gemara be mechalik between a hefsid meruba and a hefsid muit? We don't find such chilukim in the dinei shmira. This would be kasha on the Magen Avram, who learns that it is mit dinei shmira. So in the Sefer Shir, Reb David from Reb David Pervalsky and other contemporaries from as well, they give a teretz to this kasha. That is, even if we'll say that mitzad is dinei shmira, he has to do anything that he can possibly do to save the bayim from having a hefsid, and that would be mechayiv him to sell the peris. But it's still not posh that it's even possible for him to sell the peris. Only the owner of the peris would have the authority to sell them. Or alternatively, if he made a shliach, then the shliach could also act on behalf of the bayim to sell the peris. Here the shemer is not the bayim, and he was not made a shliach either to sell the peris. He was given the peris to watch. He was never told that if something happens to them, he should sell them. Therefore, what koyach does he have to sell these peris? If perhaps we'll suggest that it's midin shchia, we know of the concept that zachon la'adam shleik b'fanov, a person could do something for the bayim if he knows that it's good for the bayim will want him to do it. Even though he's not made a shliach to do it, he can still do it anyhow with the parsha of Schia. However, this is also not so pashut. The Ksaisa Choshen and Simon Reishin Mem Gimel, Sivkot and Ches, he quotes the Trumas Adeshen, who's talking about a case where a woman had a servant who needed a dough for her, and Bederach Klal, the Baal Sabayis, is the one who used to do the Afresh Aschala. However, in this case, the servant needed the dough, and the dough had already risen. The Baal Sabayis was not in the house, and the dough reached the point that it had to be baked right away, if not it would have spoiled. And the question was, can the Mishareses, the servant, can she be Mafish Chala? She's not the Baal Sabayis, and the Baal Sabayis never made her a Shliach to be Mafish Chala. And the Trumas Deshen said that she can, Midin Zechia. In this case, Zochen La'adam Shleik Bifonov, even though she was never appointed as a Shliach, she could still do it, because it's a Schus for the Baal Sabayis. Now, like Tzoyis, however, over there, he brings Rayas from Mishayim, not like this Trumas Deshen. Rayas at Zechia in this case will not work. He says, we find Zechia, for example, if Reuven picks something up for Shimon, even though Shimon never appointed Reuven as a shliach, he could work with din zchiyah, zochel adam shleik b'fanov. He's taking the chavit and he's being kind of it for someone else. There zchiyah works. Or, for example, we find a person could be zoich in a get for an isha. There also he's receiving something and it's being niknet to her. And if it's a schus, there the din is zochel adam shleik b'fanov. Mashenki, in the case of the Trumas Adeshen, the Ktay says, the Mishareses is not being zoich in anything for the Baal Sabayis. She's not receiving anything to be niknet for her. Therefore, zchiyah over here cannot work. The Maaseh Lektzai says that in the case of the Trumas Adeshen, the Mishareses, she should bake the bread, and the Baal Sabayis will be Mafresh Chala afterwards, even though the Chatchila one is supposed to be Mafresh Chala while it's still a dough, but B'dieved, in this case also be considered B'dieved, Lektzai says, it will be mutter to bake the dough and be Mafresh Chala afterwards. And according to Lektzai, the same thing would apply over here in Ersegyo, where the Shemer wants to sell the Pikadon, he's not being Zeich in the Chayfetz for the Bailim. He's trying to make a transaction over here. For that, he has to be dafka shliach. A zechiyah cannot work to give him the koyach to make a transaction. only specifically when he's being zeichin in a chayfetz for someone else, if it's a schus, something that the other person would want, then he could be kind of the chayfetz for him. That's the only transaction that he could do with the parsha of zochin. If so, what is the pshat over here in Ersegyo? What koyach does the shemer have to sell the paris? How does he have the ability to make this transaction? So in the Shir of David, he explains, Akarchik, you have to say this, that takonas chachamim, Bezdin is the one who gives him a right to sell it, Bezdin have a koyach to do such a thing. If so, they explain, we can now understand, where is the pshat? There's a chilek between a hefsid meruba and a hefsid muid. The Chum only made a takana to give him this koyach in a case when it's a hefsid meruba. If it's a hefsid muid, so even though Be'esem his chiyuve shmir would be mechayim to make sure that the bayam does not incur even a small loss, but L'maisa says nothing that he can do about this. He cannot sell it unless Bezdin give him a koyach to sell it, and Bezdin only gives him the koyach if it's a hefsid meruba. So this would be a teretz for the Magen Avraham, a teretz for the Sa'ad, that the reason why you have to sell it over here in the sugya is mekayach is dine shmir, and the question was, what chilek is there between a hefsin meruba and a hefsin muid? According to this, the chilek is that by hefsin muid, even though his dine shmir would be mechayef him to sell it, but the maestri wouldn't have a way to do it because there was no takanas bezdin. So to summarize, we saw the hakir from the Machan Ephraim, whether the din in the mission that the shemir should sell the peris is that midin meshav avedo, or is that bechelik of his chayuve shmira? Nafkamina is, if he doesn't sell it, is he mechayef in the achrayis? On one hand, the lashon of the Mishnah, as well as the lashon of the Rambam, is mashbir, it's a din of meshav avedo. This will also fit with that which the Gemara is mechayev between Hefsin Meruba and Hefsin Muid. That would make more sense if it's a din of Meshav Aveda. On the other hand, the Machan Ephraim brought the Lashon of Tosis and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, which is mashmir, it's a chelik of his chayuv shmira. And as far as the Lashon of Kameshav Aveda, you could be madchik. This is coming lafuk in the Sfar of Reitz Adam Bekav Shaloi. If Shimon Gamliel is saying, Adrabah, if anything, the Bayam would rather you sell it. And we saw this is Mefurish Machaykas between the Magen Avraham and the Chag Yaakov, the Gabi Chomes of Pesach, when the Shem was supposed to have sold it and he didn't, is he mechayev in Achrayis. Furthermore, we saw that the Magen Avraham brings the raya from the case of the roya. If the shemer did not fend off the wolf, he's mechayev in achrayis. The Magen Avraham held that that's a raya to this case as well. And we saw that the Machan Ephraim is manchada. But in the case of the roya, it's different. It's possible that that's a chilik of his job. And finally, as far as the raya which the Machan Ephraim brought, from that there's a chilik between a hefsin merub and a hefsin muid. So we answered that according to the Magen Avraham, even though it is a chilik of his chayuv shmira, still for hefsin muid lechayshish, and the pshat is, the Be'esem, he should really sell the Paris, however, it's not Shaykh. As we explained from the Ktois, over here, Shchiyah wouldn't work, and if he needed Takanas Bezdin to allow him to sell the Paris, and the Chum never made a Takana in the case of a Hefsid Muit. Now, continue on to the Svar of Rav Kana in the Gemara, Reis Odom Kav Shaloi Mitisha Kaben Shal Chaveroi. So the Lashon of Rashi over here, in Dibur Maskal Kav Shaloi, he says, Chaviva Olov Al Yidei Sha'omal Behem, Vekav Sheyisharloi Mehem, Hu Reitze Mitisha Kaben Shal Achirim, Shigach B'dmeyam Im Yimachrim. The Lashon of Rashi is, the reason why he wants his kav is because he was omoba, which is mashma, he himself grew it. According to this, the chayot should come out that if the shemer knows that these peris were not grown by the mafkid, rather he bought them, then the din of the Mishnah would not apply, you wouldn't say, Roitza adam kav shalai mitisha kav and shal chaveri. The Rishash and the Mitzvah Eson, they point this out, and the Rishash quotes the Lashon of the Ramban and the Mechamas over here. He's also mashma like this, he says, Mipnei sha'adam nehne kesha'ichom yagiyoy, however, the Maisa we find, this is a Mefurish and Machaikis in the Rishainim. In the Dvar Yashanim, he brings to Tzadim, at first he says, like the Lashon of Rashi, he said that if that's true, it would be Dafka if it grew in his own land. However, he says, we could be Matcha and say, even if it did not grow by him, if he was Matriach to find them and buy them, that's also considered an Amelos, and could be he wants Dafka these Peiris. The Dvar Chadashim, however, is Mevur now like this. He's mevoid the svar of Rav Kana's dafka if it's peris which grew by him, not by peris which he bought. What the Ritva is coming to address is the same issue which Tosis addresses in Dibur Maschil Mezavnina Lekainim, and that is like this. The Gemara B'Hemshech brings the memo of Rabbi Bar Bar Chano, Omer Rav Yechinon, Machloikis Begdeiches Strengnon, Aval Yosem Begdeiches Strengnon, Divrei Akol Moichron Bebezdin. The Gemara's Mamshech and the Gemara says that that memo cannot fit with the sheet of Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchok, and Nachum Bar Yitzchok who explained the Pshat in the Tanakhama of the Mishnah. The reason why you cannot sell the Paris is because Chayshinon Shema Son Hamafkid Shuma Umayser Amokim Acher. And Gemara says, if that's true, and even if it is Yosef Mekdeiches Shreinam, you would have the same issue. How could you sell them if there's a chash that the Baim already made it into Shuma or Meiser? However, the Gemara says, it can fit with the Shid of Rav Kana, even though Rav Kana said, Reitz Adam Mekav Shalem Mitisha Kabim Shal Chaveri, that's only a Guzma. But Rav Kana would be masking that if it's Yosef Mekdeiches Shreinam, then even according to Tanakama, the Shemer could sell the Paris. Now the Gemara then continues, and the Gemara says, even if you hold like Rav Kana, how can we say that if the Paris are spoiling Yisrael Mekdei Chesreinam, then the Shemer is allowed to sell them? How does it fit with the Braisa, which says that once the din is, the Shemer is not allowed to sell them, now the Bayam could lechatchila go ahead and be mafrish them, chumas and maestris? So the Gemara says that Yisrael Mekdei Chesreinam b'shchiach, and therefore the Bayan can rely that they were not sold. The Gemara then continues, and the Gemara says, but if Lamaisa we allow the Bayan to be Mafish, Trumas, and Maisers, so how could we say that the Vashem could sell it if it's Yosef Mekdei Chesreinom, we should have to be Chesh, that maybe already was Hufrash for Trumas and Maisers. That the Gemara says, Einchanam, you have to sell it to a Kayin and Bidmei Truma. If so, the Gemara asks, what is the Pshan the Shita of Nachum by Yitzchok? He says the reason why the Shem cannot sell it is because we're Chesh, maybe the Bayan were already Mafish, Trumas, and Maisers, why don't we use the same Eitzah, let's sell it to the Kayin Bidmei Truma. And the Gemara says, the Yosef Machoykis is like this. According to Rabbi Barchano, a hefzer of Yisrael Mekdei Chesreinim is something which is Lo Shchiach, and if it does happen, it takes a while, and by then already we'll assume that if the Bayan wants to use this for Trumas and Maisis, he already did it. Therefore, if eventually it does happen that there's a hefzer of Yisrael Mekdei Chesreinim, the Shemer is allowed to sell it, and we don't have to be Cheshish that after he sells it, the Bayan is going to still try to use it to be Mafish Trumas and Maisis. This is the sheet of Rabbi Barchano, which the Gemara says fits with the sheet of Rav Kana. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, however, the Gemara explains, he holds that Yosef Mekdei Chesreinim is something which is Shchiach. And when it happens, it can happen right away. Therefore, if we tell the Shemer that he's allowed to sell it when it's Yosef Mekdei Chesreinim, there's a strong possibility that he'll sell it, and then after he sells it, the Bayan will still try to be Mafish Trumas and Maisers, and it's already gone, and it'll turn out that the Bayan was eating Tevel. The Rishonim over here point out, the Ran, the Shita Mekubetzes, according to this Maskana, the Lashon of Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak doesn't seem to be Meduyik. He said a lashon chashinan shema asoin hamafkid truma meiser al mokem acher. According to the maskana of the Gemara, it's not a chashash that maybe in the past he already was mafish truma meiser, because for that we have an eitzah we could sell to a kohen bidmei truma. The ikur chashash is that maybe in the future the bayan will be mafish truma meisers. Maybe by then already the payers are gone, the shemer sold them, and it ends up he's eating tevel. L'chair the lashon of Nachman is not meduyik. Now Tais over here and Dibur Maschom is avninon, as well as other rishonim, they ask a kash over here. Why does the Gemara have to say that Rabbi Barchan or Rabbi Yechinon does not fit with the sheet of Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchok? Why don't we say that he does fit even with Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchok? Now, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchok said, "Chashinon Shem Basan Hamafkid Truma Meisah Amokem Acher." That's the reason why, if it was not Yisrael Mekdei Chesreinim, you're not allowed to sell it. But Yechinon, once it is Yisrael Mekdei Chesreinim, maybe he's masking that Yisrael Mekdei Chesreinim is something which is Leishchiach, and if it happens, it takes a while. Therefore, we would allow the Shemer to sell it. He'd have to sell it to a Kayim Bidmei Truma. But there will be no chashash that afterwards the Bayam is still going to be mafish trumas and maisers. Had the Gemara note to make a machlekes over here, a machlekes in Matthias, the Rabbi Barchana holds that Yosef Mekdei Chesreinim lo shchiach, and if it does happen, it takes a while. And Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak holds that it is shchiach and it happens right away. L'chair, the Gemara could have said Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak is maskim to Rabbi Barchana, and the reason he gave because there's a chashash that maybe the Bayam will be mafish trumas and maisers. Eichnam, that reason only applies when it's kedei chesreinim. So Tois brings the teretz b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, and that is. That it's muchach that Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak is also maskim to the svar of Rav Kana. Rabbeinu Tam proves this, he says, because the pashas of the Mishnah is that we're talking about even Pishtan is not mechiv in Trumas and Maisris, or even Paris, which the Shemer knows the Bayan was misakin them, he was mafish Trumas and Maisris from them, they're not Tevel, and if they're not Tevel, they cannot be used for Trumas and Maisris on other Paris. Since the Mishnah would include even these cases, so it's pashat that Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak also has to be maskim to the svar of Rav Kana that Reis Adam Bekav Shaloi Mitisha Kabin Shachaveroi. And when Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak said his svara of Chashinon Shem Basan Hamafkid Truma Meister Hamokem Acher, he means to be Moisif from Rav Kana, that not only is Rav Kana's svara true, but there's also another reason. And one understands what possible nafkamina can there be now that Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak says his reason, which we would not have had if we would only had the reason of Rav Kana. Our Kach Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak is coming to tell us that even in the case of Yosef Mekdei Chesreinim, where if we would only had the svara of Rav Kana, then we would have said that Yosef Mekdei Chesreinim, then the Bayan would want the Shemer to sell it. Now that we have the svar of Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, even if it's Yosef Mekdei Chesreinim, still the Shemer cannot sell it. Our Kach Rav Pshat is, as the Gemara explains, if Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak holds that Yosef Mekdei Chesreinim is Shchiach, if we allow the Shemer to sell it by Yosef Mekdei Chesreinim, there's a chashash that after he sells it, the Bayan will still be mafish Trumas and Maisers, and it'll already be gone by then, and he'll end up eating Tevel. Now, in the Ritvach HaDoshim, he was also bothered by the Kach of Tosfos. He has some other kaches as well, and he brings a whole different gears in the Gemara, which takes out from the words of Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Nami until the end of the Gemara. In other words, after the Gemara explained Rabbi Barchan and Rabbi Yechinon, the Gemara was bothered that he can't fit with the Shita of Kana either. And the Gemara explained that if it went down Yosef Mekdei Chesreinim, then you sell it to a Kohen Bidmei Truma. So the gist that we have is that after the Gemara asks, Lo Rachman Bar Yitzchak Nami, why does Rachman Bar Yitzchak not hold of this Eitzah to sell to a Kohen Bidmei Truma? However, he takes out the whole Gemara from Rachman Bar Yitzchak until Meisvei, and he explains that once the Gemara said already that the Pshan of Rabbi Barchan and Rabbi Yechinon is that if it's Yosef Mekdei Chesreinim, then you sell it to a Kohen Bidmei Truma. At that point, the Gemara is chayzer ready, and we could understand Rabbi Barchan and Rabbi Yechinon, even if you hold like Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. And he says, really, the Gemara should have used the lashon hashad da osis lahochi l'Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak nami loy pligo. However, the Gemara did not bother to speak this out because it was poshut that once we explain Rabbi Barchan and Rabbi Yechinon that he sell to a kohen bidmei truma, that we can understand that according to Rav Nachman B'Yitzchak also we do the same thing. If it's Yosef Mekdei Chesreinam, then you could sell it to a Kohen, and you don't have to worry about the fact that maybe he made it into Truma or Meiser. And the Ritzvah explains further, he says, really, even Kedei Chesreinam, you have that same Eitzah to sell it to a Kohen with Mei Truma. However, he explains, if it's only Kedei Chesreinam, it's not going down that much in value, and if you sell it to a Kohen with Mei Truma, you get a lower price, then that itself could cause a loss to the Baal Bayis. Therefore, it's better to wait and not to sell it. According to this Malach of the Ritzvah, the Gemara is not concerned b'chlal about the possibility that maybe the Baim will be mafish Truma and Meiser after the Shemer sells it. The Ritva doesn't explain why not. There is a pshat in the Ramban to explain this. He says, we're not chayshu that after the Shemer sells the Paris, the Baim will still use it as Trumas and Meisers. Since the Shemer has to sell in Bezdin and it makes a coil, people find out about it, and the Baim will make sure before he's mafish Trumas and Meisers that it wasn't sold, and if it was sold, he would have heard about it. The Ritva then continues, and he explains the machoikas between Rav Kana and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, and he also quotes Rabbeinu Tam, that Rav Nachman B'Yitzchak surely is maskim to Rav Kana, is just coming to be Meisah for a second reason. However, he does not say like Tosfos. Tosfos says Rav Nachman B'Yitzchak is coming to be Meisah even if it's Yosef Mekdei Chesreinam. That's how Tosfos learned the Gemara, that's how the Gemara knew that Rav Nachman B'Yitzchak has to argue in Rabbi Barchanan or Rabbi Yechanan. The Ritva, however, is going with the Girsa that Rav Nachman B'Yitzchak can fit with Rabbi Barchanan or Rabbi Yechanan. Therefore, he explains what's Rav Nachman coming to be Meisah on Rav Kana. And he says Rav Nachman is coming to be Meisah even if the Peres are known to not have grown by the Baal Bayis. We know that the Baal Bayis bought them, so you don't have this far of Kana that Roitza Adam Bekav Shalei Mitisha Kav and Shachaveroi. Rav Nachman B'Yitzchak says that still the din is that the Shemer should not sell them, and the pshat is because we're choshish that maybe the Baal Bayis was mafresh Truma and Meiser, and even though really there isn't Eitza to sell to a Kain B'Dmei Truma, however, as we explained, if the Paris are not going down more than Kedei Chesreinam, if you sell to a Kain B'Dmei Truma, that may cause even more of a loss for the Baal Bayis. If Kahana, on the other hand, does not mask him to the Taina of Rav Nachman B'Yitzchak, that maybe the Baal Bayis made these Paris Truma or Meiser for other Paris, he says we're not choshish for that, the Baal Bayis wouldn't have done such a thing, because he'd be afraid maybe these Paris are not around anymore. And therefore, if Kana holds in a case when you don't have the Svara of Reis Adam Mekav Shalem Yitishu Kavim Shal Chaveroi, in a case we know that they didn't grow by the Baal Bayis, then if Kana will say that you are allowed to sell it, you don't have to be choshish that maybe it's Truma or Meiser. HaKaponim, we have a machoikis over here between the Ritva and Taisvis, the Maskana Segamara, can Rav Nachman B'Yitzchak fit with the sheet of Rabbi Barchan Omar B'Yechanan, and the Chol is a second Malchikas as well. The Ritva explained that Rav Nachman B'Yitzchak is coming to be Moisef under Rav Kana, even in the case where the Paris are known to have not grown by the Baal Bayis. And Taisis Lachar is Murach that he held, not like this. Because Taisis explained the Gemara, how does the Gemara know that Rav Nachman B'Yitzchak's din is true, even if it is Yosef Mekdei Chesreinam, and he does not fit with Rabbi Barchan Omar B'Yechanan? The way the Gemara knew it, Taisis explains, is because what's Rav Nachman B'Yitzchak coming to be Moisef under Rav Kana? And the only nafkamina we can think of is in the case of Yosef Mekdei Chesreinam. If Tosfos would hold that there's another nafkamina, like in this case, where we know that the Baal Bayis bought the Paris, so how does the Gemara know that Rav Nachman B'Yitzchak is coming to be Moisef on Rav Kana, even Yosef Mekdei Chesreinam? Maybe the only thing he's coming to be Moisef is in the case where we know that he bought the Paris. And l'chara, this is the reason why the Ritva did not want to learn like Tosfos, and therefore he had to change the girsa. He didn't have this pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara saw that Rav Nachman B'Yitzchak is coming to be Moisef, even Yosef Mekdei Chesreinam, because the Ritva had a different nafkamina. An nafkamina in a case where the Paris did not go by the Baal Bayis. Since there's a different nafkamina, so it's not muchach, that Rav Nachman B'Yitzchak argues on Rav Kana in the case of Yosef Mekdei Chesreinam, and therefore the Ritva went with the other girsa of the Gemara, that L'maskan en chanami, Rav Nachman B'Yitzchak could be maskim, that if it's Yosef Mekdei Chesreinam, then you could sell the Paris. Now continue on to the Brayis at the bottom of the Omid, there's a machoikas between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, in the case of Paris, v'rekivu, yayin v'hichmitz, shemen v'hivish, dvash v'hidvish, according to Meir, all these cases are raised al-Yiga behem, and according to the Chacham, Oislam Takono Moichrim Bezdin. The Gemara wanted to bring a ray from here, that there is at least one Shita, the Shita of Rav Meir, who holds that even if it's Yosef Mekdei Chesreinam, still you should not sell it. And this is a kash on Rabbi Rachan and Rabbi Yechanan. He said, Akomaitim, everyone's masking that by Yosef Mekdei Chesreinam, you should sell it. So the Gemara says that the case of Peres Virakivu, there you could say is Kedei Chesreinam. However, Yain Vehichmitz, or Shemen Vehivish, Dvash Vehidvish, all these are Yosef Mekdei Chesreinam. And the Gemara answer is, Kivan de Kom, once it's already spoiled, they're not going to go down in value any further. So what's the pshat in the sheet of the Chachamim? The Gemara explains at the top of Amud Beis, Lekankanim, what we're concerned about is the barrels. And the Gemara explains, what's the machaikas or meir in the Chachamim if we're chayshish for a hefsin muit, or only chayshish for a hefsin meruba? And as we'll see, the number of Mahachim and Rishonim had to understand that this machaikas or meir in the Chachamim has it relate to the machaikas in the Mishnah between the Tanakama and Rishim ben Gamliel. So we'll start with the sheet of the Rif. This is on Daf Chafal from Aleph and Daf Ayah Rif. As far as the Mishnah, Paskan is like the Shita of the Tanakamo. Harezel Yiga Mehem, unless they're Yosef Mekdei Chesreinam. And then he reads the Machaikas Rameir and the Chacham in the Braisa, and he says, Chazina le Ravosa, I saw some of my rabbeim, the ukmu chacham de braisa, ke de rishim gamliel de masnisen. The sheet of the chacham in the braisa is like the sheet of rishim gamliel in the Mishnah, and since in the Mishnah we don't pass like rishim gamliel, we pass like the Tanakama, therefore in the braisa we pass like our mayor, not like the chachamim. And the Rif argues on this and he says the two machlekesim are not connected, as the Gemara explains the machlekes in the braisa is whether we chayshish for hefsin muit of the kankanim, and as far as that machlekes, we pass like the chacham in the braisa. This is not negated to the machlekes in the Mishnah, the Rif says. And as far as the machlekes in the Mishnah also, we pass like the Tanakama, not like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. In other words, the Rif is saying that two machlekesim are not connected, not like the sheet of which the Rif quoted, that the chacham in the braisa only fit with the sheet of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel in the Mishnah. Now the Baal Mar, however, argues on this, he asks on the Rif, that since the pashas of the braisa, the machlekes remain in the chacham is, that they argue in all of the cases, even the case of Peres for Akivu, they also the chacham hold that you should sell the Peres. And even though the Gemara explains that the machlekes is about whether you should be concerned about the hefsin mut of the kankanim, that's because the Gemara was bothered by akasha, kivin, the kom, by the yayin, the shemen, and the dvash. Once they're spoiled, they're not continuing to go down in value. Therefore, the Gemara had to explain the machlekes is about the kankanim. However, as far as the Paris is concerned, the Baal Mar explains, there was no kasha of kivin, the kom. Paris do continue to go down in value the more they rat. And therefore, the Baal Mar explains that the machlekes is by Paris as well. In the same way, the Gemara explains the machlekes whether you're chayshish for hefsin mut of the kankanim. By Paris, the machlekes is whether you're chayshish for the hefsin mut of kedeches reinam. In other words, the Gemara was bothered by yayin shemen and dvash. There, when they start to spoil, that's definitely yoser mekedeches reinam. And the Gemara had to answer in echanami kivan de kom. The reason why it's machlekes, even though it's yoser mekedeches reinam, is because they're already spoiled. They're not going to get spoiled any further. And the machlekes is about the kankanim. However, by the Paris, what's the machlekes over there? Akrach, it's the same Yisera Machlekes, the same way they argue about the Hefsin Mut of the Kankanim, they also argue about the Hefsin Mut of the Paris, which are deteriorating Kedeches Reinam. If so, the Baal Mar says that it is true that the Machlekes in the Braisa is telling the same Machlekes in the Mishnah. The Sheet of the Chacham in the Braisa, Akrach have to hold like a B'shem Ben Gamliel, even if it's Kedeches Reinam, still the din is, Meichem B'fnei Bezdin, P'nei Shu Kameshiv Aveda Labailim. And therefore the Baal Mar says, if we're going to pass in the Mishnah, like the Sheet of the Tanakama, and not like the Sheet of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, then we also have to pass in the Braisa like Rav Meir, and not like the Sheet of the Chachamim. This is the Sheet of the Baal Mar, and Kepshuta, this is also the Sheet of Rashi. Rashi in Lamed Chesam Abayis, Dibra Maschal Hefsin Mu'it, he's explained the Machlekes in the Braisa, between the Chachamim and Rav Meir, whether you chayshish for the Hefsin Mu'it of the Kankanim, Rashi in Dibra Maschal Hefsin Mu'it says, Kigayim b'kadeichis reinam d'rikovim peiris, v'kilkol ha-kankan d'yayin v'hichmitz. Rashi puts both of them together. He's learning lecher al derech lebal amar that the machlekes in the braisa between Rav Meir and the chacham is by Paris as well, where they're running kedeches reinam. It's also hefsin muad. That's the same machlekes chacham and Rav Meir. The same way they argue by kankanim, they also argue by Paris kedeches reinam. And if so, the Baal Mar is correct. The sheet of the chacham in the braisa would have to fit with the sheet of Rav Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah. Therefore, if we're going to pass in the Mishnah like the sheet of the Tanakama, we cannot pass in the braisa like the sheet of the chachamim. Now the Rosh over here in Siman Yud Aleph, he's also somewhat al derech the sheet of the Baal Mar in Rashi. He quotes the Rif who says that Yeshayimim, though those who say that the two machlekes are dependent on each other, and the Rif himself argues, and the Rosh says it's mustaver to say like the Yeshayimim that the two machlekes are actually dependent on each other. He says al derech the Baal Mar that there are Rabbanan in the Braisa, Kepshuta are arguing in the Meir even in the case of Peres Sher Kivu, and therefore Akarch Rabbanan in the Braisa hold like Rabbanan Gamil in the Mishnah. So he's al derech the Baal Mar that the two machlekes are dependent on each other, but as far as how he passes into the Maisa, the Baal Mar paskin in the mission like the Tanakam and like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and therefore the Baal Mar paskins in the Braisa like Rav Meir, the Rosh whoever paskins in the mission like Rav Shimon Gamliel. This the Rosh brings in the previous Simon and Simon Yud, and therefore if he paskins in the mission like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and he holds like the Baal Mar, that the two machlekes more depend on each other, then the Braisa will paskin like the Chachamim, not like Rav Meir. Then the Ramban over here in the Melchamas Hashem, he argues on this Shita. And he brings a Raya, firstly he says, the Gemara previously bought two svaras to explain the machlekes between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Roitz Adam Bekav Shaloi Mitish Hakaben Shal Chaveroi, or Chashin Hashem Basan Hamafkir Shuma Meiser Amokim Acher. How could the Baal Mar say that the machlekes between Rav Meir and the Chacham and the Braisa is telling the machlekes between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel in the Mishnah? The machlekes between Rav Meir and the Chacham, the Gemara says clearly, is for a different reason. Whether Rav Chashish for Hefsin Muit, according to the Baal Mar, the Gemara should have said this is the reason for the Tanakam and the Mishnah. The reason why you don't sell it is because we're not chayshish for a hefsin mu'it. And furthermore, the Ramban asks that when the Gemara Amabez explains the sheet of Rav Meir, the hefsin mu'it lechoshishu, that's mashma that be'etzem the Bayam really would want him to sell it. Just the Chacham, we're not matriachim since it's anyways only a hefsin mu'it. And on Amrav, when the Gemara explains the sheet of the Tanakam and the Mishnah, there the Gemara explains reasons why the Baal Bais would not want him to sell it. Clearly, these are two different reasons. The reason of Rav Meir is the reason why, even if the Baal Bais would want, we're not going to be matriach the Shemer. And the reason of Tanna Kamma in the Mishnah is because the Baal Bais would not want him to sell it. And because of these kashas, the Ramban says you have to say al derech the rif, that the machoikis in the Bais is a new machoikis. The Lashon of the Ramban is panim chadosh is bo lakan. It's a new machoikis which is based on svaras which we didn't mention before. Rameir and the Chacham and the Braisa could both fit with the Shita of the Tanna Kamma in the Mishnah. The svar of the Tanna Kamma in the Mishnah is either because Roitz Adam Bekav Shalom with Tisha Kavan Shechaveroi. And the Ramban says that would not apply over here in this case. Once the Shem and the Yain and the Dvash were ruined already, so there's no svar of Reis Abim Kav Shaloi, even though there is something to do with it still, as the Gemara says. These are things which are not the primary use of the Shemen, the Yain, and the Dvash. Therefore, it doesn't have any sentimental value to it. If anything, it causes him tzar, the fact that he's not able to use it the way that he would have liked to use it. Therefore, he would be happy to sell it. In other words, the svar of the Tanna Kamma and the Mishnah does not negate in the Braisa. And furthermore, the Ramban says the other svar as well, the Chashash maybe he made into Truma or Meiser. Firstly, he says Dvash is Bechana Mochi even Truma. Apparently the Rabbi understood that Dvash over here does not mean Dvash Tmarim, rather means Dvash from bees. And secondly, he says, Shemen Vehivish, once the Shemen spoiled already, it doesn't have Kedusha's Truma, the Kedusha's Truma is Pok already. Therefore the Rabban says, the Svaras which the Gemara said to explain the Tanna Kamma of the Mishnah, they don't apply here in the Braisa anyhow. And both Shitas, Rameir and the Chacham, agree that the Bayim would rather the Yayin, Shemen, and Dvash be sold in order to save the Kankanim. Not like the case of the Mishnah, where the Machlokes is what the Bayim would rather. Here everyone agrees that he would rather it be sold. Yet still, the din is according to Rameir, we weren't matriach the Shemer to sell it, because lehefsin mu'it lechoshishu. This is how the Ramban explains the Machlokes between Rameir and the Chachamim. And as far as the Peres are concerned, Rameir said Peres v'akivu also leyiga behem. The Ramban says we could explain that the Chacham don't mean to argue on that case, they're only arguing on other cases of Yayin, Shemen, and Dvash. A Peres v'akivu there be maskim, as long as it's only kedei chesreinim there, you shouldn't sell it, like the Tanna Kamma of the Mishnah. This is how the Ramban explains the Shita of the Rif, the two Machlokesim are not connected, and therefore in the Mishnah we pass like the Tanna Kamma, they're raised the Yige Behem, there the Pshat is because the Bayim would not want him to sell it, and the Braisa where it's a different Machlokes, where we definitely know the Bayim would want to sell it, the question is, are we Chashish for Hefsid Mu'it? Then we pass like the Chacham, not like Rameir, that we are Chashish even for a Hefsid Mu'it. Now the Rashba over here is yet another Mahalach. It seems that he doesn't want to say that the Chacham and the Braisa don't mean to argue on Rameir in the case of Peres Virkivu. And therefore the Rashba was learning that there are really two machlokesim in the Braisa. There's one machlokesim Rameir and the Chachamim about the Kankanim, as the Gemara explains whether Hefsin Mu'ud Choshishu or Hefsin Mu'ud Loi Choshishu. Yet they also argue about Peres, the machlokes about Peres, the Rashba explains, that is really the machlokes between the Tanna Kamma and Rav Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah. So the Rashba comes out that there are two separate machlokesim over here between the Chachamim and Rameir. One machlokes about the Peres, that's telling the machlokes in the Mishnah, and a separate machlokes about the Kankanim, that's a new machlokes. And therefore the Rashba paskins Lameisa, as far as the machlokes in the Braisa about the Peres, over there we pass like the Shita of Rameir because we pass like the Tanna Kamma in the Mishnah. However, as far as the Kankanim, that's a new Machlokes where we don't see anything about that in the Mishnah. Over there we pass like the Chachamim, that we are Chayshish even for a Hefsid Mu'it. Now finally, the last Shita is the Shita of the Rambam. In Perek Zayin Hoches Shela Pikod in Halacha Aleph, he passes like the Tanna Kamma of the Mishnah. He says, Amafkir Peres Eitzel Chaveroi, Harezel Yigar Behem, Vavafbi Shem Chaysim Umismatin Vaholchim. That's like the Tanna Kamma of the Mishnah with the normal Chasaran, you shouldn't touch the Peres. And he continues, B'medvar Mamurim B'shechosru Chisoyin Haroi Lahem B'chol Shono Avlam Chosru Yesem B'gdei Chisoyinom Moichem Rebezin B'pnei Heshev Aveda L'baylim. Then in Alocha Bezi brings the din of the Braisa, Hamafkir Itzo Chaveroi Peirois V'erkivu Yain V'hichmitz Dvash V'nifsad Oyset Akana L'bal Apikodin U'moichem Lai Bebezdin Afbi She'omdu B'hefseidon V'ein Hefsid Poisa Behem. Even though the spoilage is not spreading any further, still Hariha Kankanim and Vahakelim Maisifim Hefsid. Here in Halacha Beis, he's passing like the Chacham in the Braisa. So on one hand, he's passing like the Tanna Kamma in the Mishnah, on the other hand, like the Chacham in the Braisa. So he obviously does not hold like the Rishonim that the two Machlokesim are dependent on each other. However, he does not seem to fit with the Shita of the Ramban or the Rashba either. The Ramban says that the Machlokes in the Braisa does not include Peres, and even the Rashba who says that the Machlokes is about Peres as well, but still the Rashba says as far as Peres are concerned, that's the same Machlokes as the Mishnah. Therefore, as far as Peres, the Rashba paskins like the Tanna Kamma in the Mishnah, which is like the Shita of Rameir and the Braisa as far as Peres. The Rambam in Halacha Beis is saying, as far as all dinim in the Braisa, we pass like the Chachamim, even Legabe Peres. And the question is, why is this not a stira to that which the Rambam paskin in Halacha Aleph, like the Tanna Kamma of the Mishnah, that when Peres are ratting, unless they're Yosef Mekdei Chesreinam, we don't sell them. So the Mashmais of the Rambam in Halacha Beis is that he's putting Peres together with Yain and Dvash, that the concern is about the Kli. And the Lashon of the Ram is, Hariya Kankanim Vehakelim Maisifim Hefsid. It would seem that the word Kankanim is referring to Yain and Dvash, which he mentions, and Kelim is referring to Peres, and this is Mefurish in the Meiri. When the Meiri explains this din of the Braisa, the Shita of the Chachamim, he adds that we're concerned about the Kankanim and the Salim. Sam is a lashon which is used for Paris, and this is what Ram means as well. He's learning the pshat in the brisa is that the Paris are already rotten, and what we're concerned about is the salam. The same way by yain and dvash, we're concerned about the kankanim. That's what Ram paskins like the chacham, even by the case of Paris. In other words, Ram is learning a derech to show him that the two machlokesim are not connected. Machlokes in the Mishnah is about the chshash of trumas and maisis, or the rights of adam mekav shaloi, and the machlokes in the brisa is an unrelated machlokes. But the Rechashish for the Hefsin Mut of the Kankanim, and according to the Ramam, this includes the Psalm of the Paris. That's why the Ramam passing like the Tanakam in the Mishnah, and like the Chacham in the Braisa. So to summarize, we have Baker four Mahalchim in the Rishonim over here. The first Mahalch of the Balamor, and the Rush as well, that the two Machlokesim, the Machlokes in the Mishnah, and the Machlokes in the Braisa, are actually the same Machlokes where the Rechashish for Hefsin Mut. The Tanakam of the Mishnah fits with the Sheet of Rameir in the Braisa, and the Shem Gamil in the Mishnah fits with the Chacham in the Braisa. The Machlokes between the Balamor and the Rush is who the Paschal like. The Baal Mar paskins like the Tanakam of the Mishnah, therefore he paskins like Rameir in the Braisa, and the Rosh paskins like Rav Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah, therefore he paskins like the Chacham in the Braisa. And as we said, Rashi's mashma derech the Shita as well, the two machlokesim are tali zebezeh. The second halach was the Shita of Narban b'das Tarif, the two machlokesim are unrelated. The machlokes in the Mishnah is about the svaras which the Gemara brings, either the chashash of Trumas and Maisis or Reitz Adam Mekav Shaloi, and both of those svaras, Narban says, do not apply in the Braisa. And furthermore, the Ramban says, in the case of the Braisa, it's postulate that the Bayim would want the Yayin, Shemen, and Dvash to be sold. The question is whether we matriach the Shemer to sell it. And therefore, the Ramban explains with Das Arif that in the Mishnah we pass like the Tanakamo, and in the Braisa we pass like the Shid of the Chacham, that we are Choshish for Hefsid Muit. As far as Paris are concerned, the Ramban explains, the Chacham and the Braisa never meant to argue on that case. The third sheet is the Shid of the Rajba. He says in the Braisa, the Chacham did mean to argue in the case of Paris, and there are two separate Machaikasim in the Braisa. One machlekes is about Hefsid Mu'it, whether we're chayshish for that or not, and a separate machlekes as far as the Paris. And the Rashi says, as far as the machlekes in the Paris, then it is telling the machlekes in the Mishnah. And therefore, as far as that machlekes is concerned, we pass like the Tanakhama of the Mishnah, which is like a mayor in the Braisa, not like the Chacham in the Braisa. And as far as the Yayin, Shemin, and Dvash, there the concern is the Kankanim, there we pass like the Chacham in the Braisa, that we are chayshish for Hefsid Mu'it. In the last sheet of the Sheet of the Rambam, he learns that Rameir and the Chacham in the Braisa do argue by the case of Paris as well. However, the machlokes over there is the same machlokes as the Yayin, Shemin, and the Dvash. The concern is about the Kankanim. By Paris also, the concern is about the Salim. And the machlokes is whether we're choshish for Hefsid Mu'it. And according to this malach also, this is not related to the machlokes in the Mishnah. And for that reason, the Rambam paskins that in the Mishnah, the halacha is like the Tanakamo, and in the Braisa, the halacha is like the Chachamim. Now, continue on to the sugya of Meridin Karev Lenichsei Shavui. Originally, the Gemara wanted to say that this Nidin is totally in the machlokes between the Tanakama and Rav Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah. And the Shita Mekubetzes over here, he brings B'Shem the Rishonim. He says the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ran, they all explain. And having the Gemara held that the Svar of the Tanakhama and the Mishnah is that even though there is a Pseida to the Paris, still we tell the Shemer not to sell the Paris. And the Pshat is because there is a Tzad that by selling them, he's going to cause a loss to the Bailim. Maybe the Paris will go up in value after he sells them, and the Bailim will end up losing, and therefore we don't make a Takana that the Shemer should sell them. And the Lashna, the Shita Mekubetzes writes over there is Mutav Shiyifsadu Me'alehem. We'd rather the Paris get spoiled and go down in value on their own than make a takana which may end up causing him to lose even more. That's the Gemara's comparison to the Nidain of Meridin Karev Lenichsei Shavoy. Right now there's no one who's taking care of the Karkais and they're going to go down in value. However, if we appoint someone, he may end up causing more damage. The Gemara held that's the same Nidain as the Machlekes in the Mishnah. Do we make a takana for the purpose of someone's benefit, which in the end may cause him even a greater loss? Now, we mentioned earlier in the shiur from Rav David Pravowski, he explains to the Gemara that tzad to say that the Shemer should sell the Paris has to come onto a takanas chachamim. Without that, even if we would know that the Bailim would want the Shemer to sell them, still the Shemer doesn't have a kayach without the takanas chachamim. And Rav David says that from this Gemara, Lachar is also right to this point, for the fact that the Gemara is comparing our case of a Shemer selling Paris to Meridin Karev Lenichsei Shavoy, if the din of the Mishnah according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the din that the Shemer sells the Paris, if that's based only on his chiyuv shmira, and you don't have to come onto any takanas chachamim, what's the Gemara's comparison to this nidin of Meridin Karev Lenichsei Shavoy? Here's the question: if the chacham would make such a takana, a karev from these rishonim it's muchach that for the shemer to sell the paris, also you have to come onto a takanas chachamim. Now the lashon of the Rosh over here, this is in the beginning of Siman Yud Beis. He explains the comparison of the Gemara, and his lashon is ki hechi delegavei paris chayev hanifkad lehishtadar b'takanosam. The Rosh is explaining that the same way a Nifkad has to be Mishtadil to make sure that the Mafkid doesn't have any loss in his Paris, so too Bezdin has to be Mishtadil to make sure that if someone is a Shavoy, he doesn't have a Hefsid in his Nechasim. The Rosh is saying different than these Rishonim. He's not saying that it's a general question, do we make takanos if it's possible that a loss will come out of those takanos. He's saying the Gemara is making a comparison, the same way the Nifkat has to be Mishtadal for the Mafkir, so too Bezdin has to be Mishtadal for the Shavoy. According to this Lecher, there is no Raya, and in order for the Shemir to sell the Paris, he also has to come onto a Takanas Chachamim. Now further down the Amud, the Gemara brings a Machaikas between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, Ein Maridin Karev L'Nichsei Shavoy, and Shmuel holds Maridin Karev L'Nichsei Shavoy. And the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, B'Sheshama B'Shameis, Kul Yamle Pligid Maridin, Ki Pligid B'Sheloi Shama B'Shameis. Rav Amar Ein Maridin, Doma Masaluhu, V'Shmuel Amar Maridin, Kivin Domar Mar Shamin Luka Aris Le Masaluhu. Now what exactly does it mean, Shama B'Shameis and Loi Shama B'Shameis? So Tais over here says, Ein Lefarish, don't say that Shama B'Shameis means that there were two Eidim there, because then it's Pashad Amar Maridin. Elamai, what does it mean? Shama B'Shameis means that there was a coil or there was one aid. Tosis is learning that two Eidim would be Pasha Dem Meridin, a Karach, it's not two Eidim, rather it's an Eid Echad or a Koil. And if so, Lo Shama B'Shameis would have to mean you don't even have that, you don't even have one Eid or a Koil. Now Tosis and Yevamos and Daf Kuftes Zayin Amud Beis and Dibra Mascha Sha'ina Achim, he learns differently. He doesn't want to learn that Lo Shama B'Shameis means that there's nothing, no Eidim or a Koil. He doesn't understand that there should be a Tzad Dem Meridin without anything. Therefore, the Maisa Taisus learns that Shama B'Shameis means one aid, and Lo Shama B'Shameis means that there's a koil. However, Taisus over there originally learned differently. He learned that Shama B'Shameis means that there are two aidim, and Lo Shama B'Shameis means that there's only one aid. However, Taisus asked the Kash on this from the Mishnah over there in Yevamos. The Mishnah over there is talking about an Ishu who comes back from Medina Sayam, and she tells us that her husband died. So it is that we can believe her. She's allowed to remarry based on her own testimony. As far as the Ksuba is concerned, there's a machaikas between Beishami and Beis Hillel. And the Mishnah over there at the top of Kufi Yudzayin Amud Aleph tells us that as far as his Nachla is concerned, to allow the Yerushim to go and take the Nachla, for that she does not have Nemanis. And Taisa's Kasha is, if an Ash Tzigya, Shama B'Shameis means that there are two Eidim, and Lo Shama B'Shameis means that there's only one Eid, how could Shmuel and Ash Tzigya say Maridin Karev L'Nechasov with only one Eid? The Mishnah of there is Mavur, that the Eidus of the Isha, which is one Eid, is not enough to be Matar the Yerushim to take the Nachla. Lamaisa Taisa answers this Kasha, and he says that the Mishnah of there in Yevamos is talking about Lirid Vilimkar, to actually take the Nachla and sell it. Vashenikin and Ersig is talking about to go down to the land and work on it and eat the Peiris. Then Taisus continues and he says that once you say this Chilik, then already you can explain that in Er Gemara, when it says Shama B'Shameis, it means one aid, it's not a steer to the Mishnah over there. Here it says Shama B'Shameis, everyone agrees that Yerdin L'Nchasov, because here it means Lirid Vilechol, the Mishnah over there which says that she does not have Nemanus, that's Lirid Vilimkar. And that's Taisus' Maskana. Shama B'Shameis means that there's one aid, and Lo Shama B'Shameis means that there's no aid in, but there is a Koil. Now the Sefer Shev Shmeitza and Shmeitza Zayin Perek Beis, he brings down a kasha from a few achrenim on the Havmin of Tosis and Yevamos that it seems to be a kasha from Er Sugya. That's because Er Gemara brings a brisa b'shem Reb Elazar, Mimash b'shnemer v'chor api v'rakti eschem, yidei anish neshayseim amonois b'niyam yisayimim, elmat hamulayim v'ayu neshayichem amonois, melamash neshayseim v'akshay istignosei, v'ayim manichin oisam, u'b'niyam b'yitzim leir l'nichsei avim, v'ayim manichin oisam. The Gemara understands, this is talking about a case of Lo Shama B'Shameis. As Gemara is trying to bring a raya, like the Shita of Rav against Shmuel, you see from this brisa the Ein Maridin Karev L'Nichsei Shavui. And the Kashi is according to the Havmin of Tosfos in Yevamos, that Shama B'Shameis means that there are two Eidim, and Lo Shama B'Shameis means that there's only one Eid. How could we understand that this brisa is Lo Shama B'Shameis, that there is one Eid? If there is an Eid, how could you say Melamach and Shusei Mevakshay Signosei Ve'im Manichanoisan? We know that the din is that we are Matar and Isha to remarry with one Eid. According to this brisa must be talking about a case where there are no Eidim Bechlal. And since the Gemara is bringing a raya from this brisa, the Ein Maridin Karev L'Nichsei Shavui, according to Gemara's Mavur, the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel is in a case where there are no Eidim Bechlal. This is a kasha on the Havmin of Tosfos in Yevamos, who learns that the case where Rav and Shmuel argue, the case of Lo Shama B'Shameis means that there are no two Eidim, but there is one Eid. So the Shev Shmaita answers his kasha, and he says, according you have to say that Tosfos in Yevamos is going according to the Tzad and the Rishonim, that which an Eid Echad is Neman Be'edus Isha, to be matter a woman to remarry by telling us that the husband died, that's a Takana Darabonan. In the Raisa, you need two Eidim, it's like any other Davish Be'erva. In order to be matter her to remarry, you would need two Eidim. And even though the Gemara says, as far of Isha, Daiko, Mintzeva, we can rely on her that probably she'll look into it to make sure that her first husband really died before she remarries. Still, the Shita of many Rishonim is that this is not a Din Deiraisa, this is only a Takana Derabanan. Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Peiches Amud Aleph, in Dibur Maschom Mitoich, he explains like this, that it's only Takana Derabanan. His bother, how could the Chacham be Eker Davim in a Torah? He gives an explanation over there, Barak upon him. This is the Shita of some Rishonim, that which were matter Isha to get married, Be'ed Echad, that's only a Takana Derabanan. And the Shev Shmaita says, Akarach, this is what we're going to have to say, B'das Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Kuf Tes Zayin, is going according to this side that it's only din darbanon. Therefore, Tais held in his havmina that the machlokes Rav and Shmuel is in a case where there's an eid echad. Still, even in that case of eid echad, the Braisa says malamish nishesem mevakshes linosi ve'imanichin oisam. That's the explanation of the pasuk v'hayin nishesechem almanos. Since midiraisa she's not allowed to remarry al pi eid echad, enech nami darbanon mesaken that she can. Now I'll discuss one more point. B'hemshach of the Gemara, brings my reading karev lenichsei shavui tanoihi. The Gemara brings a Braisa which talks about two different cases. One case of ayir lenichsei shavui and one case of ayir lenichsei netushim. And the Braisa explains lenichsei shavui means that a relative went lamdina sayam v'shamu boi shemes. There everyone agrees ein matina isim miyadai. The case of ayir lenichsei netushim is loy shamu boi shemes and there is a machlokes. The Tanakhama says matina isim miyadai and Rav Shimon Gamliel says shemati sha netushim kishvuyim. Just like by a shavui ein matzina isim yadai, so too by netushim ein matzina isim yadai. And the Gemara understands this machlokes tanoim is the same machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, meaning what Rav and Shmuel refer to as a yari lenichsei shavui. They were talking about a case of loy shamu by shemes. That's the same as the case of the Braisa hayari lenichsei netushim. The machlokes in the Braisa is the same machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Now Toysov here in Dibra Maskel hayari lenichsei shavui, he's bothered by a kasha. Why does the Braisa use the loshon hayari lenichsei shavui, which is mashma only b'diavad? If he already went down to the Nechassim, Ein Metzino Yisim Yodoy, that's Mashma L'Chatchil, he cannot. And Taiz asks that it's Muchach in the Gemara that even the Chatchil he could go down to the Nechassim, because in the Braisa by Netushim there's a Machoikis. Tanakama said Metzino Yisim Yodoy, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says Netushim Keshvuyim. And the Gemara wants to explain that Shmuel fits with the sheet of Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Shmuel's din is Maridin Karev L'Nechsei Shavoy, we tell the Karev that he could go down L'Chatchila. So if the Shita of Shmuel is like the Shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel, so by Netushim, Rav Shimon Gamliel means you could go even L'Chatchila, and Netushim Keshvuyim, Netushim have the same din as Shvuyim, therefore Shvuyim also you could go down L'Chatchila. And more than that, it's a Kosh gain. If by Lo Shamu by Shemes you could go L'Chatchila, Kosh gain by Shamu by Shemes. So why is the Braisa to use the Lashon of Hayyari L'Nechsei Shavu Eim Utsinai Semiyadai? It should have told us that even L'Chatchila, the Karev could go down to the Nechasim. So Tosis is mad chadis, and he says, Enechanami, even L'Chatchila he can. And the reason why the Tana used this lashon of Ein Metzin Eisim Miyadai is to contrast it to the case of Netushim, where it says Metzin Eisim Miyadai. Therefore, in the Rashi, he said Ein Metzin Eisim Miyadai. Ein Chaim the din is that even L'Chatchila the Karev could go to the Nechasim. And as we'll see, the Rambam had a whole different pshat in the sugya. The Rambam is in Perek Zayin Hilchos Nachlois Halacha Dawid. He says Shavoi Shenishba V'Shamu Boi Shemes V'Yodu Yoshev L'Nachla V'Chilka Oisa B'Neim Ein Metzin Eisim Miyadon. The Rambam paskins by a case of a Shavoi where we did hear that he died. There the Rambam says, if b'dieved, the Yoshev went down to the Nachla, ein mitzin oisa miyadon. And the writer over there asks on the Rambam, he says, the sugya is mevur, even if it's loy shamu by shemes, we're moyer to karev the nechosav l'chatchila, meaning we passing like Shmuel, even loy shamu by shemes, and even l'chatchila moyer in karev the nechosav. And the Rambam is passing by case of shamu by shemes, that only b'dieved, if the karev went down already, then ein mitzin oisa miyadon. This is the kash of the Ravid, that the Rambam does not seem to fit at all with the sugya. So the Magen Mishnah over there explains, he said the Ravid obviously understood the Rambam that the Yoshim went down to the field not to be machzik in it as if it's theirs, rather to work on it as an Oros. And even though the Lashon of the Rambam is Yardu Yoshev L'Nachla V'Chilku Oysa Beineim, the Ravid obviously understood the Rambam that Chilku Oysa Beineim does not mean he divided it for each one to keep their chalik, rather they divided it for each one to work on one chalik and get the schar as an Oros. However, the Magen Mishnah says Akarch is not what the Rambam means. Akarch the Rambam means Chilku Oysa Beineim, that they actually divided it, each one wants to keep their chalik. Therefore, it's not a kasha b'chal from the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about by reading karev l'nichsei shavui, not to keep it, rather to work on it as an oros. And the Rambam is talking about something else. They went down to Nechasim to keep their chelek. And the Magen Mishnah asks further. He doesn't understand how the Ravi could learn the Rambam like that, because the Rambam himself later on in Halacha Yud says clearly the din of reading karev l'nichsei shavui. We send down a karev l'chatchila to work on the field as an oros. Therefore, here in this halacha, obviously the Rambam doesn't mean to work as an oros. Rather, they went down to the field to divide it to keep each one's chelek. Now the Magen Mishnah then continues and he says, where does the Rambam get this din, even if they went down to divide the Nachla, still Ein Metzin Oisim Miyadai? He says, Akarach, the Rambam understood, this is the Pshat in the Braisa over here, on Daf Lamed Ches Lamed Beis. The first case of Ayari L'Nuchsei Shavu Ein Metzin Oisim Miyadai, which the Braisa explains, it means Shama Bei Shemes. The Rambam understands the Braisa is talking about a case where they went down to divide the Nechasim, not to work on it as an Oros, rather for each one to get his Chelek, and still the Braisa is Mavur, the Ein Metzin Oisim Miyadai. Now the Magen Mishnah does not explain why the Rambam learned the sugya like that. However, the Sman Choshe Mishpat Simen Reish Pehei Sifkot and Aleph and the Agroi Sagro over there as well, they explain that the Rambam was bothered by the Kasha of Tosfos. Why does the Braisa say a Lashon of B'dieved, Hayari L'Nichsei Shavu Ein Metzin Oisim Miyadai? Sure, in the case of Shamu Bei Shemes, there everyone is maskim, that's posher that you could go down even L'Chatchila. And because of this Kasha, the Rambam learned the Braisa differently, We're not talking about a case where he's going down to work on the field, rather they went down for each one to get a chalik, and still the Brice is mavur, the aim etzin oisim miyadai. So this will answer the kasha of Tosfos. We understand why the Brice used the lashon of b'diyeved. However, the obvious problem is it doesn't seem to fit with the whole sugya. The Gemara is trying to say that the machoikis Rav and Shmuel, if my reading karav l'nichsei shavoy, is telling this machoikis in the Brisa, and the chayr, there are two different cases. Rav and Shmuel are talking about to go down to work on the field as an oros, and the way the Rambam is learning the Brisa is talking about something else, to go down to the field for each one to get his nachla. So the Magen Mishnah himself was bothered by this. He says, according to the Rambam, you have to be matrik the Gemara. However, in the Bir Hagra, in Chayesh Mishpah, Sivan Reish Pehei, Ois Aleph, he explains how the Rambam learned our Gemara. He says, the Rambam learns that the case of the Brisa is where the Yershim went down to divide the Nechasim. According to Tanakama, there's a chilek between Shaman Bei Shemes and Loi Shaman Bei Shemes. If it's Shaman Bei Shemes, then B'diyeved, Ei Metzin Oisim Miyadai. If it's Loi Shaman Bei Shemes, then Metzin Oisim Miyadai. And B'ikar, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is coming to argue when he says, Netushim Kishvuyim, even Loi Shaman Bei Shemes, also Ei Metzin Oisim Miyadai. Again, that's in a case where they went down to divide the Nechasim. But since Lamaisa Rabbi Shimon Gamliel uses this Lashon of Netushim Kishvuyim, so we understand that he also means to tell us, L'gabi a different din, whether we could send down the Karev Zechatchila to act as an Oros. In other words, according to the Tanakhama, the same way he's mechalik between Shaman Bei Shemes and Loi Shaman Bei Shemes, as far as going down to Nechasim to divide it, that by Shaman Bei Shemes, Ein Metzin Oisim Miyadai, and Loi Shaman Bei Shemes, Metzin Oisim Miyadai, we also understand that Tanakhama will hold, as far as sending down a Karev Zechatchila to act as an Oros, if it's Shaman Bei Shemes, we could send him down Lechatchila, if it's Loi Shaman Bei Shemes, we don't send him down Lechatchila. And that Rav Shimon Gamliel is arguing as well, he says, Netushim Kishuyim, he means to tell us, as far as all dinim are concerned, there's no chilek between Shaman Bei Shemes and Loi Shaman Bei Shemes. Therefore, as far as the din of sending down a karev lechatchila to act as an oros, also Rav Shimon Gamliel hold that even if it's Loi Shaman Bei Shemes, we can send down a karev even lechatchila. This is what the Gemara meant when the Gemara said that the machlokes of the Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel is the same machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. So again, according to the sheet of the Rambam, Be'ikra the Brisa is talking about a case where the karev went down to divide the nechasim, and that's why the Brisa uses the lashon of b'diyeved. This will enter the kasha of Tosfos. However, at the same time, we could also say that this Machlokes Tanaim is the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, because we understand that Rav Shimon Gamliel means to argue on two pratim. He's telling us that in two ways, there's no chilek between Shaman Bei Shemes and Loi Shaman Bei Shemes, and therefore there's a Machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Gamliel also about whether Marid and Karev Nichsei Shavu Lechatchila in the case of Loi Shaman Bei Shemes.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.